Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, everyone, and so excited you are spending your day here in a positive way on The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host. I'm Kim, and of course, I'm here with Tom Spence. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's well.
Very good. We got lots of things happening out here in Ventura, and I'm spreading out even further. God, we got the X Games going on. We've got the Ventura County Fair. There's so many things, and I love that I've got so many friends on Facebook. Out there, we've been giving away tickets to the Ventura County Fair, to X Games, and by doing that, I just want to remind you that you can log on to The Kim Pagano Show on Facebook and become a friend and share my show with everybody out there. This is what it's all about, is becoming friends and passing positive things around that's happening out here. I'm really excited to also tell you, I want to remind you that I do have two shows, and some of my listeners that I've been calling them and giving my gifts away and stuff like that, I've been talking to them, they're like, "We didn't know you had the 2 o'clock show." So I want to make sure that you know that I wake up every Saturday morning from 6 to 7. That is my positive wake up show. And then again from 2 to 3. And so I'm really excited. Also, if you miss any part of my show, you can listen on my website. That is kimpaganoshow.com. And then all my shows are downloaded there. Also, they're all on iTunes, Kim Pagano Show. So with that, I want to welcome you to our show today. I'm really excited. We've got these three beautiful women in here, and they are going to be talking about something really, it's what a great cause, but you know, it takes many hands to do little work, and we need your help out there. We're going to be talking with and about the American Cancer Society. We've got Kathy Cole and Sue Beneventu. Did I say that right? Oh, can you help me?
Benvenuto.
Benvenuto. Okay, and what does that mean? You said it was so pretty.
It's welcome in Italian.
I should know that. But thank you so much. So, Sue Benvento. Is that better?
Benvenuto.
Benvenuto. Okay, see, Tom, you just take Sue. It. There you go. And Sandy Burke. Sandy and I are neighbors, and we go back, and we work together in a lot of different things, and so I'm really excited to have you all here. And we're going to be finding out what their next big event is and how you can volunteer and just how we can help people that are in need right now. It's you know, there's so many people that need us, and I really want to urge that, because, you know, if you can help somebody else, that's what it's all about. So I do want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3. And our first guest today is Heather Shuck, and she is going to be talking about the working mom. That's probably all of us, right? Yeah. Oh, no, Kathy doesn't work. Okay, you're a volunteer, right? That's what you just don't even call your work. You're not a mom. Okay, well, okay. And how to stop hoping for happiness and start creating it. And that's what we do here on my show. We really talk about adding value every day in every way. So I'm really excited. I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008, because we are going to be giving away some stuff. So stay with us, and definitely write that number down. Also, if you have something going on in the 805 and you want to spread the word, you want me to help you, either give me a call at that number, 805-419-0008, or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. That's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Let's welcome Heather. Heather, are you there?
I am here. Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? So tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, the book is called The Working Mom Manifesto, and really, it's been an evolution of everything that I have gone through within the past 10 years of, you know, being a working mom and a mom entrepreneur, and really trying to find that ever elusive work-life balance. and you know, some of the lessons learned. And the book is it's a tool for, you know, helping moms unplug from it all and really dial back into their families, their work, and their life.
Right, right. You know, it's interesting because I'm also a hair therapist, and so many women put themselves on the back burner, and they take care of everybody else. They take care of their family, their world, their work, their everything, and then all of a sudden, for themselves, they forget, and they're like, oh, you know what, I have to put my appointment off, and I'm like, why? And they're like, well, I'm really busy, and I'm like, it's almost like we forget to fill our own cup, and that's so important. So I love what you're talking about. Now, how did you get the Working Mom Manifesto? What does that mean to you?
Well, the Working Mom Manifesto, it's, you know, I hit the book, you know, the first, you know, couple chapters, it talks about really when I hit my breaking point. And I think it really is, that's what it comes down to for so many moms. It's like you just keep going and going and going, and then finally there's that moment where you wake up and you don't even recognize yourself. You're like, how did it get this far gone? And for me, it was during my 32nd birthday. And
well, you actually hit it young, okay? Because a lot of people don't wake up until like they're 50 or something, and they're like, oh my gosh, I have half of my life gone, and now I want to, you know, start my life. So.
Right. Well, I mean, I had my first child, and then I started the business when I was 25, and I never had. And one of the key points that I make in the book is it's so important. You need to have a life plan before you have a business plan. And with me, I didn't have that life plan, and things were just kept on pulling me along, and I was constantly trying to do everything, and you can't. And, you know, I never felt like I was enough, and then that wears on you. My health was deteriorating. I had this mystery neurological illness where I would go through these bouts where I would, you know, have partial paralysis. I'd lose my vision.
Your body was trying to tell you something, right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, the business wasn't doing well. I mean, I was to the point I was just so burnt out. I was just so uninspired and burnt out. I just couldn't do it anymore. With the kids, you know, and they were getting showered with just a minute instead of I love you. And I mean, you never want it to be that way. And it's always, you know, well, today was rough, and tomorrow it'll be better, and I'll plan on doing this. But then something else happened. And it's this mirage we keep on chasing after that it's going to be better. We're going to figure it out. But then the next thing you know, 2 years have passed.
You know,
and you're still trying to juggle it all.
Heather, oh my gosh, I totally hear what you're saying. And I do want to remind all my listeners that if you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Heather Shuck right now. And that thing that just keeps happening, that's life. Life
right.
just keeps
right.
happening, which is a good thing. We want it to happen, but we need to have that work and, you know, that balance, life balance. And so what have you found, and what can you share with my listeners that could really help them?
Well, what I went through is, you know, I that 32nd birthday, I really hit that breaking point, and I was like, you know what, this time I'm not going to make another wish. This year I'm making a promise. Things are going to change. And I literally unplugged everything. The business model, you know, where the business was, you know, running me, not me running it, and that was, you know, creating so much stress and everything, I shut it down.
Wow.
I shut off the retail website. I canceled, wholesale customer orders. You know, I told them I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm having to take a break for the business. I'm not going to be able to fulfill this order. The stuff that I had at the factory, canceled that. I literally unplugged everything. What I felt was the impossible, I did.
Wow. And you know what I call that? What can you take off of your plate? What is everything that you can literally take off your plate and then... You know, like, you know, if you have kids, you still have to make sure they get to school. Those are things you can't take off your plate. But what are, you know, the things that you say, you know what, I'm going to go meet all these women for lunch, or I'm going to, those are the things you could, you know, not that you're going to stop them, but you could take them off your plate for a second and almost take a deep breath and regroup. Now, Sandy, Sandy, you're sitting here. I know that you've felt some of these things, right?
Oh, absolutely. And to Heather's point, I think so often what happens too is we look at these very capable people such as yourself, like Heather, and in the business that I'm in, nonprofits, we are always after those go-getters and those busy women because they can make things happen for the nonprofit world. And that's one of those things that sometimes, you know, you have to take a look at your plate and say, I can't do this.
Right. And you know what? And you're right. Because if you ever want something done, give it to the busy person.
Give it to
right?
the busy person.
There was so many people that said, oh my God, Kim's got four kids, a couple businesses. How does she even get it done? And I'm telling you, I mean, I owned a salon. It was all just, and now it's funny, as I got rid of my salon, my fourth child came. I was like, how did I get all of that done before? And I have no idea. It just worked. I scheduled everything in. I have to tell you, for me, what my best thing is, and when I remember when I get a little overwhelmed because I've got a lot going on all the time, is preparation. Preparation is everything. Prepare for everything. If you can take your kids' clothes out the night before, if you can get lunches made the night before, whatever you can do ahead of time gives you, and you know, don't put everything off, right? I mean, you don't want to put things off because it's going to be 10 more things tomorrow. Sue, you're looking right at me. Do you have an input on any of this? Have you felt this way?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm finding that now that my children are gone and I have grandchildren and a great-grandchild, that I'm sort of falling back into the things of putting off and waiting until the last minute and not being as prepared as I should be. So I'm just kind of interested in this book. Heather, is it one that would be good for a new mother who was working before she had her child and is expected to go back to work? Is this something that would be helpful to her?
Right. It definitely would be, because it really makes you a lot more mindful of the choices that you need to make. And one of the things that I talk about in the book is about having just the preparation, but having those systems in place. And that was really one of the things that I learned is I just got dragged along. I didn't have that life plan. I didn't have those systems in place. And so when I hit my breaking point, I literally unplugged everything, and I moved into this beautiful lake house, and I spent a year just focusing on what do I want my business to look like? What do I want my life to look like? What kind of mom do I want to be, and how am I going to achieve this? And really putting it all down on paper and asking myself a lot of hard questions, doing a lot of soul searching, and thinking, you know, this is my life, and I want to live it happy. And this is what I'm going to do to create that. And so I think that, you know, I went through that the hard way. I learned those lessons from all the mistakes that I made and how it, you know, my health suffered and everything else, relationships suffered because of it. Where a new mom, if she had that mindfulness and that awareness of the gotchas that are out there, I think that it would definitely help reinforce, you know, that need to make the life plan the priority and to really think about, you know, if you want your family to come first, well, then what steps are you going to take to ensure that? And when you write when you write your to-do list for the day, don't just put on there the dry cleaner and the conference call. Put on there to play a board game with your child. Put it on there to, you know, make cookies with your kid, and make sure that you put the family as much of a priority on that to-do list as your work.
Heather, being more mindful. I love that. I really do. And so many of us, you know, I have this thing that I always say, only put five things on your list, okay? Four are things that you need to do, and the fifth one is something that you really have been putting off that you really don't want to do, because we all have that list, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so
right.
We want to just keep bringing that in, and so we kind of get rid of that list on the back burner. So, Sandy, go ahead.
Well, one of the things in listening to Heather, she talks about that life plan, and I think that is just so key in all of this. I know in the business world, we're always figuring out what our MBOs are. You know, what is it that we're going to accomplish this year? And I think when you become a stay-at-home mom, you go away from that mentality, and you've got to make out your MBOs. What is really important? And anything that's outside of that, you really have to examine and say, do I have the time? Do I have the energy? Is this going to conflict with the priorities that I have already? And really be considered, mindful of what you're going to allow yourself to do.
I think.
Right. And one of the things that I talk about in the book, too, is we don't fully appreciate how much stress can derail you. There's a study that I have in there, and it was done at Princeton, where they asked these students to give a lecture on what it means to be a good Samaritan. And they did. They had two groups. And one of the groups, they told them that, you know, it's going to be in the next hour. If you want to walk over to the other building, you know, you can start preparing for it. And along the way, they had a, you know, what appeared to look like a homeless man laying there, coughing, visibly, you know, having some issues. When they did that, you know, about 80% of the students stopped and asked, do you need help? You know, what can I do for you? When they told the students in the second group that they only had 10 minutes to make it to the other building and to give this speech and put them under this stressful situation, only about 10% of them offered help, because they, that stress, they get tunnel vision and we're not able to be mindful. And, you know, what do we want to be? As moms, we want to take care of our kids. We want, you know, happy kids. And when we get so stressed, we can't see the opportunities to be more mindful and present.
I love it.
And it's just like that bucket of water, the house burned down, and you're so scared, you don't realize the bucket of water 2 feet away.
Oh, you can't see the trees from the forest. Let's stay with that. You know what? We're going to take a really quick break, but Heather, stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I've got a full studio in here. We're going to be talking about something that is really important, and I hope that you stay with us. I know that you got lots of things to do in your day, but thank you so much for taking time to be with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. What I'd like to do is give away a one family four pack of tickets to the Ventura County Fair, and I'll take caller number 5 right now at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Stay with us.
It's almost that feeling we met before. So tell me that you don't think I'm crazy when I tell you love has come here and now. A moment like this, some people wait a lifetime.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all those calls. And, of course, we're going to be giving away lots of stuff, so I want to make sure that if you are on Facebook, become a fan and like my page and post on there. And also, if you're not on Facebook, because there's a lot of people that aren't, you can just email me at kim@kimpagano.com. That's P-A-G-A-N-O. ano.com and tell me that you're interested and that you like my show, and we'll put you in that contest. So with that, I love it. Right now we're talking with Heather Shuck, and her book is The Working Mom Manifesto and How to Stop Hoping for Happiness and Start Creating It. And Sandy and I were talking in the break about, can we really have it all? I mean, is that something that, you know, I mean, Sandy, you do a great job, and, you know, CFO, and you got all these things going on. What is your secret?
A big piece of it, I call it outsourcing. It's finding those things that I really don't have to do, whether it, you know, is meal preparation, keeping my house clean, the gardener, the pets, those kinds of things that if I'm working, you know, I'm not able to do all of those things myself, and I do not feel guilty at all about having someone else help me so that I can spend that quality time with my family. I had my kids over, my grandkids over on Sunday, and I didn't have to worry about the house or anything else. I spent my time cooking and sharing the time with them because my house was already clean.
Yeah, because you're already at preparating, right? You've already got it. And you know what? The other thing I have to tell you, and I am like a clean freak, is I like everything to have a home. If you can put it back, and even if you teach your children right away is, are you done with this? Okay, where does it go? Are you done with that? Where does it go? That to me is everything has a home. And so it can make it back to there. Do you ladies feel the same way? Is that how you work? Yeah. Heather, what's your thought on that?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, in delegating and including the kids and, you know, making sure that they do their part and have ownership in the home and being, you know, very clear on what their responsibilities are. I'm a big fan of the chore charts and communicating and making sure that everyone's on the same page. And as far as, you know, hiring outside help, I mean, I talk about that in the book, I call it the opportunity cost. Because, I mean, and I think that that's another trap that we get into where we're like, oh, well, I'm taking care of the home. I need to do the laundry. I need to clean the house. And you think about all that time you spent. Say you spent 6 hours doing that. Well, that's 6 hours you could have spent securing a new client that was going to bring in, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month.
Yeah.
Or you could have hired someone to do it for, you know, $200 to $300.
No question.
It's things like that where you have to really write down the numbers and kind of break it out. And then once you see that, oh, wow, that's the opportunity cost, is it really that critical that I scrub my own floor?
And what's interesting, my mom was a clean freak too. Okay. And it's a great thing. I'm so happy that I got that. But she missed out on a lot of life because she's cleaning. And so now I look at it as clean house or go be with my friend. Yeah, I'll do that later, you know. Yeah, I want to live life. I want to live it every single day to the fullest. Heather, you know, we're coming to the end here, and I love what you're talking about. I love what you've done. Give us a couple tips that we could really take with us.
One of the ones is just, actually, if you go to the website, workingmommanifesto.com, there's a template on there for creating your manifesto. And I think that that's critical, is to really making the effort to think through, you know, what are your priorities? What kind of mom do you want to be? What is your genuinely worthwhile work? And writing that down and making that commitment to yourself.
I love
it. And then another, you know, part of it is I also have on the website a template that you can download, and it's the daily action plan. And then that is where, you know, we talk about, okay, what are the things that you need to get done today, but what are your core needs? What are the things that you need to get done today that is going to make you happy and fulfilled and make you feel like you are living each moment? And, you know, there's different things. I mean, that might be taking a yoga class. That might be, you know, making sure that you have time to prepare dinner with your children. Or you know, maybe have a, you know, make sure that you have a glass of wine with your husband on the patio for 30 minutes. I mean, it just those little things like that that make that difference between a good day and a bad day. Making sure you write that down and you're mindful, and that makes it onto your to-do list.
Great advice. And you know, it we all need to know that if we're talking it, we need to walk it. Because our kids they live by example, and I love it. Thank you so much. Where do we find your book?
Thank you so much for having me. And the book is The Working Mom Manifesto, and it's available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
You got it. Well, thank you so much. Again, we'll have to talk again.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
You got it. Well, thank you so much. We're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to James Lockwood, and we're going to talk a little bit about the county fair, and then we're going to talk to these beautiful ladies and how we can help, everyone out there that needs our help. So we'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we have the ladies from American Cancer Society in here. We've got Kathy Cole and Sue. Tom, can you say her name, please?
It's been a while.
If
you show it spelled, I'll get it.
Benvenuto.
Benvenuto. Okay, yeah, but I love what it means, you know. And Sandy Berg, of course. And right now we're going to talk with James Lockwood, and he is from the Ventura County Fair. And if you know, the buzz is all over Facebook right now. We've been giving away family packs. We just gave away one right here. And James, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm at the fair, and everything is in full motion. It's a great day already.
All right. So, and perfect weather. What do we got going on?
Fair is in full swing. It's a beautiful beginning to the weekend. And tonight in the Grandstand Arena, we have Styx in concert at 7:30, and that is free with your fair admission.
Ooh, how fun is that? You guys got great stuff all week long going on there, and I mean, it's perfect. So tell us what's going to be tomorrow, Sunday.
Oh, tomorrow we have Dia de la Familia. It's Family Day at the fair. We've got exciting entertainment throughout the fair and exhibits that are family-oriented. And in the Grandstand Arena at 3 o'clock, we've got Ramon Ayala. He's the king of the accordion, and he's going to be live, and that's free with your fair admission.
Ooh, you guys got it all happening out there. Tell everybody how to get there and where, if they don't win tickets on the Kim Pagano Show, where do they go?
Well, if you don't win tickets on the Kim Pagano Show, you can come to the fairgrounds and purchase a ticket here. And if you...
James, what's the website there?
The website is VenturaCountyFair.org. You can purchase your tickets online.
Perfect.
And if you have any questions, you could give us a call at VenturaCountyFair.org. Or if you'd like to take advantage of some of our promotions, we have... For seniors and persons with disability, on Tuesday, August 6th, you'll get in free. And on Thursday, August 8th, if you're a member of the military and you have a valid ID, you can come on in free as a way of our way of saying thank you to the military for their service to us.
Very good. I love that. I love that you support everybody out there. And and I love it. I can't wait to get out there. I'm going to get there as many times as I can so that I can be a part of this. And I thank you so much for sharing this great thing with our county out here. I mean, this is what we look forward to, right?
Absolutely. And if I may say, we've got carnival wristband days where people can come in from opening until 6 o'clock, purchase a wristband for $25 and ride all the rides you want until 7. And that's on Monday the 5th, on Tuesday the 6th, and on Thursday the 8th.
Ooh, I love it. I know my kids are getting older, but they still love to do that. So, all right. And you know, is there anything else that we need to know that is really going to help us out there?
There is, and that is the free shuttles. You know, the fair is has limited parking on site, but we have free shuttles coming from different areas of the county, and they are the County Government Center, lots of E&F, the Ventura High School, Pacific View Mall at the Sears Auto Center, Schooner Drive at Harbor Boulevard, Ventura Unified School District, the Oxnard Performing Arts Center on Hobson Way. That one will not be in service on Saturday the 11th. And then the last and our newest shuttle stop is at the Collection at US 101 at Oxnard Boulevard.
Wow, James, you guys have made this so easy to get there. That's what it's all about, is when it's really great family fun, it's easy. We just get there, we have a great day. It's right by the beach. You get a little bit of it all. So thank you. I'm so excited to have that. Again, James Lockwood, Ventura County Fair. And remember to go on my Facebook. I've been doing lots of giveaways there. And of course, on all my shows, I will be doing that. So again, you know, listen to our phone number here, 805-419-0008, to be a part of this great Ventura County Fair. Thanks so much, James. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Kim, and I'll see you at the fair.
You got it. All right. Tom, were you waiting for that? I'll see you at the
fair.
I know. I love it. All right, ladies. So, again, if you are just tuning in right now with us, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got Kathy Cole here. Sue, I'm not even going to touch it. Go ahead.
I have to see it written. This isn't fair. This isn't fair. Okay, we are looking at Benvenuto.
Okay, see, I don't know. You know, I just got that. Anyways, right. And Sandy Berg. And so tell us, ladies, what do we got going on? And how can my listeners, how can Ventura County really get involved? Who wants to start?
All right. Well, I'll start. On August 10th, which is a week from today, we're having our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer 5K walk in Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
And we're inviting anybody and everybody to come out for it. It starts at 8 o'clock registration, and it usually goes until about 12, depending on how fast you walk. 5K is a little over 3 miles. And right afterwards, the Kiwanians, the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, is providing a pancake breakfast.
Nice, nice. And where exactly is it located?
It's going to be at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and which is right next to the lakes. It'll be out in the grassy area. You will can't miss it. We'll have balloons. You'll be able to see it.
Okay, so perfect. And it's so beautiful over there. Where are you walking?
We're walking. We're starting from that area, and we're walking east towards Westlake. We go up to Court Avenue, cross the street, and come back down the boulevard. So we'll be on the boulevard on both sides of the boulevard.
So we're very visible.
Absolutely. And our T-shirts this year are pink, so everybody will be able to see us.
That's my color. I love it. All right. And so how are you all, ladies? You know, what is your part in all of this? If you could tell everybody a little bit about that.
Well, I'd like to say that we've had a lot of great sponsorship from the community, and this is the second year we've done this in Thousand Oaks. The flagship hospital of Los Robles has just been accredited as a national accredited breast center, so we work as a multidisciplinary team, and many of those doctors and their offices are coming out to support their patients and their families. So we have many people from the hospital. We have sponsors from all different industries. UCLA health team will be there, Thousand Oaks Radiology Group, Coastal Radiation Group, Dr. Christopher Costanzo, and also Community West Bank and Jersey Mike Subs. So we're looking forward to a very full day. This is sort of a big event for our breast cancer patients in the county.
Wow. And how many events do you actually have? Any of you?
When you say how many events of the 5K walks, in October we're going to have one here in Ventura. So the people in the Ventura area will be able to participate. They hold these walks throughout the whole United States at different times.
That's great. And so a 5K, I mean, that's a lot of people can get involved in that. I mean, it's 3 miles, right?
Right.
And, you know, I see what people walking with their strollers, with their, you know, I mean, pretty much anybody could do that unless they really have a hard time walking.
Absolutely.
If they have a hard time walking, how else can they get involved?
You can always get involved by coming
and giving
and
out the
donating.
Water.
Giving out water. Yes,
donating.
You can be a volunteer. I mean, the American Cancer Society and all our events are, we are so volunteer driven that we are always looking for people that want to help out and give back.
Right. Sandy, how are you involved in this? I know you do a lot.
I do. And this Making Strides, even though it is a signature fundraiser for us, I think more importantly, it raises community awareness, especially for our breast cancer patients, their caregivers, and it allows us to share the support that we do have for all of the cancer patients, for the caregivers, and even for the medical community in the way of education and support that we have for them. So we see not only the cancer patients, the cancer survivors at this Making Strides, but we also see that support group that comes out. You see the kids, the grandmas, the sisters, and I have to say it's a very fun event. The gals go a little over the top with their big pink afro wigs and funny little skirts and boas.
So they make it fun.
Oh, it is fun. It's like Mardi Gras. So, you know, there is a serious underpinning of this event, but it's a day for gals to get out there and support one another.
So let me ask you, what are some of the patient services that are provided in Ventura County? And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now. Again, I know there's so many choices out there, and I'm so glad that you are here sharing your time with the Camp Pagano show. And we're talking with the ladies from, just a few ladies, because I know it. Many hands make little work, and I know that there's so many other people out there that help out. But we do have Kathy and Sue and Sandy. And we're talking about the American Cancer Society. It's right here. It's everywhere. I mean, and we're talking about August 10th is the event that's going to be in Thousand Oaks. We'll bring you back when Ventura is coming about. Do your part. There's so many little things that people don't really know that they could be a part of, that they can, you know, maybe not have a coffee at Starbucks or and give your money just somewhere else that's going to really make a difference. What are the services that are going to make a difference?
The services provided by the American Cancer Society are just, it's overwhelming. We're the best kept secret around. The first thing I would point cancer patients and caregivers to would be our 1-800 number. It's 1-800-227-2345. That is a 24/7 hotline. We have cancer resource specialists available, English and Spanish, that can answer patients' questions, caregivers' questions. It's really important that that be the first call they make after a cancer diagnosis, because what we do then is send them what we call a personal health manager. And I've got one here to show you. I know on the radio, you know, you can't see it. But we find that cancer patients, when they're first diagnosed, they don't know if they need a second opinion. They don't know, you know, what's up next. Are they going to be able to work? All those kinds of questions. And so their life kind of goes into this disarray, this chaos. This personal health manager helps them keep all those little receipts that end up in the console or the junk drawer or on top of the dresser. It starts to lend some normalcy to their lives. So that's the first thing we do. We send them, along with information specific to the type of cancer that they've been diagnosed with. We have a local office here in Ventura, and we're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. We have wigs there for ladies who are going through chemo that have lost their hair, and these are free wigs.
They're free.
Free.
See, people don't know about this. I mean, because I know that my sister had a friend, and she, you know, she's got 3 kids. She's a single mom, and she, you know, had to get a wig, and I know my mom donated one to her, but so they're free. They're able to go.
New.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The other thing that we have for our ladies is a program called Look Good, Feel Better. You'll love this, Kim. They attend these sessions. They're held every month. We rotate between the hospitals, and they get a bag full of skincare and color cosmetics worth over $400.
Oh, you're giving
free.
Me two. Oh,
so
wow.
I just took one randomly off, and I want you to see what's in here. It's Chanel. It's Clinique. Elizabeth Arden, more Chanel, More Clinique. Mary
there's
Kay.
Nothing better. You know, ladies, I'm a hair therapist, right? And there's nothing better than when you're having a day that you're just not feeling it, and then let alone you get a diagnosis like this, and you can feel better, put your makeup on, you know, and just get that, you know, I have something very close that I always say, and it's, you know, I love that. Look good, feel better. When you do look good, you do feel better. And make the attempt to get dressed every day and put perfume on and put, you know, do the extra things that make yourselves feel better. As women, as well as men, you know, sometimes when we do stay at home, like you said, we get in that mode and we're not part of that. You know, yeah. We think we're okay. I don't need to get dressed. But it does change your whole mood.
Yeah, it does.
What an amazing thing.
Isn't it a great program? And, you know, one of the things that we see when the patients come in, they'll often say to one another, oh, you know, I never wear makeup. I don't know what I'm doing here. And, you know, they have no eye contact with one another. And I have to be honest, it almost sneaks up on them. And I feel like, you know, we're kind of bait and switch because it's really a support group. These gals come in and after an hour with a licensed cosmetologist, they have eye contact, they're sitting up straight, and they're saying, girlfriend, you look great in red lipstick. Oh, I've never worn anything this bright. Do you think it's okay?
I love that.
It just gives you tingles. It is so rewarding.
Sandy, what you're talking about is what my passion is, okay, is of doing hair. And I've had actually a couple clients that I've gone out with them, helped them pick out wigs, you know, and really, I mean, you kind of follow them through their treatment and you just keep trying to lift them. But there's nothing better than building somebody else's self-esteem and from the inside out.
Well, again, it's 1-800-227-2345. If you know of anyone that would like to take advantage of just those two things.
Oh, God, that's huge.
It is huge.
Now, I want to talk about what is the CPS3?
Oh, this is my passion right now. Cancer Prevention Study number 3. Go back to 1960, we had CPS1. And in 1964, at the end of that study, that was the first link between tobacco use and lung cancer. And it was that same year that the Surgeon General put on the cigarette packages the warning that it may be detrimental to people's health. So CPS2 then established the link between obesity and nutrition. And you see a lot of that. So we're partnering like with the Heart Association, diabetes, because the issues of nutrition and obesity goes across the spectrum of all these diseases. CPS3, we are enrolling folks right now between the ages of 30 and 65 that have not had cancer in the past, except for the basal cell and squamous cell skin cancers. We'd really like to get at least 500 out of Ventura County in the month of September. And so to sign up for that, if you would go to cps3venturacounty.org. Or you can call the 1-800-227-2345 phone number. Or you can call us at the Ventura County office. But we need you to sign up. This is a way that you can impact this disease and make it go away for your children and for your grandchildren. It's a 20 to 30 year study. And when you sign up for this study, it's going to take you about 20 minutes at the enrollment site. They're going to take your waist measurement in private.
Yeah.
I don't want that done in public.
Yeah.
And about 7 teaspoons of blood. And they will keep that on reserve, follow you for 20 to 30 years. And if perchance you do have a cancer diagnosis, they will then pull out that vial and see what common threads we have between patients that are being diagnosed.
Wow. So how new is that?
We have been enrolling people, I think it's for 4 or 5 years. But the study, we have to have the final enrollment by December 7th. So please give us a call, sign up for this. This is a way that you can help cure cancer.
Wow, I love it. Go ahead.
Sandy, isn't it trying to find a link of lifestyle and
research, correct?
Well, it is. It's always research. But what are they trying to find the link of with this particular study?
Lifestyle, stress. And I think as the study goes on and they start seeing, you know, cancer cases develop, when they see what that common thread is, a lot of things are going to bubble up, things that we don't even know about right now. Because 20 years from now, look at the technology that's going to be different than what we have today. I think we're going to see huge findings about environment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially here in Ventura County, which, and I have to, you know, probably mostly women are listening to your program.
No, really? No, I have a ton of men too.
Great, because I will tell you, 75% of the enrollees right now are women. If men want to find a cure to cancers that affect men, we need men to sign up, and we need all ethnicities.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Again, tell everybody where to sign up at.
Well, the best way would be to go to cps3venturacounty.org.
Now, if this is somebody that does not have cancer right now, right?
Right.
I mean, thank God.
Yes.
But they want to help to fight it. So maybe in their family, or even if they've never, nobody has it in their family?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter, right?
Exactly. And then we will be doing the enrollments in the month of September. All of the hospitals in the area are participating. So it's going to be real easy to do this.
What will they have to go through?
They'll fill out a questionnaire. Takes about 20 minutes. A phlebotomist will take a blood draw, no different than when you have regular blood work done, and it's, you know, 7 teaspoons. And then every other year, you will be sent a survey, and the survey takes about 20 minutes to fill out, and they ask you to put it back in the mail. But again, it's between the ages of 30 and 65, and not having had any cancer in your history.
Wow, okay.
And also, Kim, they send the questionnaires via email. So you won't necessarily get it in the mail. They can just do it online and send it back.
I love it. You know, I do want to remind all of my listeners that are just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. This is my afternoon show, but I want to remind you that I do have a 6 to 7 in Saturday mornings, and again right now to 2 to 3. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. If anything that we're talking about, you want more information, you can either call me at that number or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I want to put you in touch with the right people. Now, ladies, I want to ask you, I mean, this is kind of a personal question. Why did you pick American Cancer Society to work with?
I'd like to speak to that first, because 40 years ago, and I'm going to tell a big secret here, at the age of 24, I was diagnosed with lung cancer,
Sandy.
I had my right lung removed. I was the picture of health, and at the time, we did not know the effects of secondhand smoke.
Wow, you just give me chills.
I grew up in Oregon. The windows were always shut. You know, we rode around with mom and dad in the back seat of the car without seatbelts.
Yeah, exactly.
And both parents, you know, who did not know any differently, both parents puffing away. So, you know, I paid that price. It's a cause that's near and dear to my heart. Plus, my dear sister, 5 years younger, has leukemia.
And
not a great prognosis.
Well, I thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Ladies, how about you?
Well, I am a 20-year breast cancer survivor this September.
Congratulations.
So, yes. And I became involved with the American Cancer Society just by chance. Well, one of their big signature events is called Relay for Life. And we were forming it for the first time in Thousand Oaks, and I was invited to come. And I got involved, and I was on the council board for Thousand Oaks for the society. And I've just been very, very much involved this whole time.
I love it. Thank you for your services too, Kathy.
Well, I want to point out that I am a 10-year survivor of melanoma and actually took care of my father in hospice till he passed away of metastatic melanoma. And when I was 12, my grandfather died of bladder cancer. So I've always been involved with the American Cancer Society, and I think it led me to a career in medicine because of that. And as my role now as a navigator at the hospital, I help all patients who need help through the very complex world of medicine. So it's been a lifelong
journey.
For me personally and professionally.
Right. I love that that you are all giving back. And that's what it's all about, is finding something that's near and dear to your heart that you can feel passionate about. Tom, I know that your wife, right? I mean,
she's 4 years. Clear.
Yeah, congratulations to her, too. I mean, but, you know, it used to be you didn't know the people. Now it's everywhere. And, you know, I mean, just in my neighborhood, it's on all four or three corners of my neighborhood, you know, and one had, you know, throat cancer. One had breast cancer. You know, but I got together, we did a pool of meals and stuff. It really takes an army. It takes a family, right? Because the family is overwhelmed with what they can do. So if you know, can we talk a little bit about what it is that a family can do and friends, you know, it's sometimes you don't know what to ask, what they want, right?
Well, as a navigator, I can tell you that I speak to families and patients all the time. And one of the things that strikes me particularly, and I've blogged about this as well, is what friends try to do to help, and it just makes it worse. Because they read something on the internet, and they become an immediate expert, and then they tell patients what they should do and what they shouldn't do, and actually that's not very helpful. So I always encourage families to sit down, talk about this together, and find out what's best for the patient. And many times it's just to be present with them, or to go and be a second opinion, just to listen to the same conversation in a consultation, because we're nervous when we go to the doctor and we sometimes need somebody to say, what did they say?
You need four ears, yeah,
You need somebody to take notes for you or take them to lunch, but don't define them by their diagnosis. Treat them as they always are, as the people you love and know, and let everybody else and all the comforting hands and support be that secondary thing, but don't redefine your friend or family member by their diagnosis, and I see that all too often.
That's a really great point. Kathy. Yeah. Now, you know, I mean, so there's so many great things like this. If somebody was diagnosed or they know somebody and a lot of times they can't drive to their appointments because they're so sick, talk to us about that.
Oh, that's one of my favorite programs. It's called Road to Recovery, and we have volunteers that drive patients to and from their cancer treatment. And you think about it, a lot of times a cancer patient can drive themselves, but after the treatment, they don't feel like driving themselves. And so these wonderful volunteers take their time and drive these patients to and from treatment. We've had in the past children who have needed to go to treatment, and the parent, you think about it, as the mom on the way home, you want that child, you want to comfort them in your lap. You don't want to be driving and dodging traffic. And so we have wonderful volunteers that'll drive them into LA or here to the Ventura County Medical Center, because we do have a new pediatric cancer ward there as well.
Oh, really? Out here?
Yeah, right here. Oh, it's wonderful. No. It's rather new. But I think it's important for people to understand and to realize that one in three men are going to have cancer, and one in two women. Oh, I take that back. One in three women, one in two men will have a cancer diagnosis during their lifetime. Just in Ventura County, this year we anticipate that we'll have at least 3,000 new diagnoses of cancer. So we're ready, and we're here to help.
I mean, and you know, nobody wants to hear that, but I love that you guys have so many amazing ways that people can get help. And again, let's give out our number. Let's talk again really quick about August 10th and make sure we get that. And I know that you had a couple other things that you want to talk about.
Well, one of the things that we do want to talk about is our advocacy with the American Cancer Society. We do have a separate 501c4 organization, and it's that group of volunteers and professional staff that lobby for tobacco cessation. So if you look at all of our public places where they are smoke-free, your restaurants, that is due in large part to the work that our American Cancer Society
does. I love that.
Done.
I love that. Yeah. I've never smoked before, and so when, you know, even my mom never smoked, but she was always in the studio with the hairspray. There's so many other elements that could, you know. So it's just so important for all of us to do our part. I love that. Again, give out the number.
1-800-227-2345. And I think, you know, when we talk about the fundraisers and everything, it's really important for folks to know, where does that money go?
Please, that let
this year, the American Cancer Society, through our fundraising efforts, is spending $60 million in the state of California at all of our UC institutions, at Stanford, City of Hope. And that's what I do not blink an eye when I ask people to donate to the American Cancer Society, because I know where the money's going.
Thank you so much, ladies. Again, thank you for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. I love adding value every day in every way. How do people get in touch with you? One, to walk the 5K, be there at 8 o'clock in Thousand Oaks Civic Plaza, right? And just show up. But where do they go?
Well, let me just give the site that they can go on. and it's called makingstrideswalk.org /ThousandOaks. And in October, it would be Ventura.
Perfect. Get your friends out there, get your family out there, and make a difference. American Cancer Society, right here, Thousand Oaks, and we'll tell when the next one for Ventura is. Thank you so much for being a part of my show. Tom, thank you again. And thank you, all of you out there. Let me end the show with something positive to lift your life. Happiness often sneaks in through a door you didn't know you left open. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.